Hello, magic beings. It's Oceanie, the voice of Magic Aussie Podcast, a podcast where I share about my own self-care practice, my habits, my healing, and my transformation. So a bit about everything, because I'm basically sharing how I hold myself and support my own expansion. And today I really want to share with you about what I mean as healing, and also because I'm also a healer and what I mean by that. Because words are great, but they can create, the categories they refer to can be shaped by the people you're meeting or what you're reading, and there's way more to it than what we know of. And everything, and not only the healing word, but many, many words and concepts always have more than what we've been meeting and what we've been seeing. Always remember that what you see and think of something, there is always another door opening to more of it. So healing, I really started to take my health, so healing health, that goes with it. Healing yourself, being your own healer, being a healer, it has to do with health and the whole spectrum of health. That's how I see it. It's accepting myself for who I am and caring, creating my own care and my own support to sustain me into my growth and my life path. For me, any healing practice, so that's my way of seeing the world and understanding it, has to be, for me, it's holistic. Healing is holistic and health is holistic. I can't be healthy in one area and unhealthy in another one. For me, health has to do with a full mindset, a full way of being and living and thinking. So this is to set my ground. When I mean healing, I am talking emotional, I am talking physical, I am talking mental, I am talking spiritual, I am talking magic unicorn, I'm talking anything. Of course, we bring the magic unicorn in it. Everything is possible. So I started to really take my health into my hands from quite a young age because first, I left my family home when I was 19 and I started to live on my own. So you see, when you start living on your own and away from the family home, you take on some responsibilities that maybe you didn't take on before, like cleaning your home, cooking your own food always yourself, dealing with whatever is happening. So obviously, it all depends on families and your background and the childhood and which kind of growing up environment you've been in. But there is a moment where we step into our own life path, being when we are a teenager, when we're older. It doesn't really matter the age, it's just one day there is this choice of, okay, I'm going to do it for me now. From everything that I've learned before, everything that I've liked or not liked, anything, and I'm creating my own way. I've always been very strong in my spirit, meaning that I've always been very strong in my own voice and following my heart. And when it comes to my health, the same way. So I had the chance, because I really believe it's a chance, to I've had a mother that during my childhood at some point started to heal us at home and care for our health with homeopathy, with plants. While still seeing the doctor, she avoided the most she could antibiotics, but we could still have other kind of pharmaceuticals. I am someone who's been vaccinated as well. I was a first child. It has been changing after. So, you know, our parents also have a life path and then they're also exploring new and doing new and obviously sharing that with their children. So depends of our place in the family as well as siblings. it can create a different way, like we've been cared for in a different way, obviously, because parents are like you and me. You may be your parents too. We evolve, we change, and we learn. And every kid, every person is unique and different. So obviously, every kid will offer the parents a new path to explore and a new person to care for. So suddenly one day I'm like taking care for me. I decide what I want to eat, when I want to eat. I learn how to clean my home, the way I clean my home. So many, many things. And at the beginning, I think we start a bit the way we've learned, but we also have this choice to change it. So, yeah, so when I was 19, I started to live on my own. And then I left when I was 21. I started to leave France, and I think when I was 22, I left. For real. Yeah, they open one-way tickets that is still open. So that was 17 years ago at the moment I'm sharing with you. So I've been seeing many, 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 many different lifestyles. I actually have a passion and a very deep curiosity to meet people and their cultures, their lifestyle, their traditions, and also any kind of health system, being the health system of the government in place, because every country will have a different societal health system, but also the health system of every person and every family. So I'm someone that observes a lot and asks a lot of questions and explores as well on my own, which herbs are available, how people seem to be interacting with the general health system, with the general health, what's happening, how they deal with it. Because it's healing and health is about being connected to ourselves, to our body, and being able to listen and to act accordingly to what we hear and accordingly to our lifestyle, accordingly to what we have as well. And being on the road for so long, I learned to do with what I have. And I traveled in a lot of countries that I said third world or poor. But it's just countries that have just a complete different infrastructure. Sometimes a very simple and basic infrastructure. But there's still people with families, with injuries, with pains, with colds. You know, everyone has a human body here, and we're all living in a natural environment that's changing. It's seasonal. No matter you're in the tropic, in the equator, on the far north or far south or more temperate regions, there is a change in nature all the time. You know, the seed grow, and then the plant dies and regrow, and cycle of life happens for everyone everywhere. So I'm traveling, and I was already kind of strict minimum. I've always, it's interesting when I look at my past and my path, I was already kind of strict minimum. I remember I was using like just one basic shampoo to wash myself, maybe sometime a body wash, because I like variety as well. But I didn't have so many, and I had one facial cream, a very basic one. I was not really someone wearing makeup as well, so I had maybe a mascara. And I had a period I love lip balms and lipsticks, so this I had. And then for the body, I will use a general moisturizer. So I was already a kind of very basic body hygiene. I would say I would take a paracetamol the first day of my period. So once a month, I will have one or two paracetamols. That's it. I've never really been big on all this kind of medicine. I can't tell you why. That's how I seem to have been before. And it became stronger and stronger with the years. So I remember when I was... I don't know, it's in 2012, I came back to France for some months, And that's when I started to really dive deep into studying and practicing yoga. But not only, I actually found temp work in organic shops in Paris. And I learned a lot there because I had access to new stuff that I didn't know about. And loving learning, I asked many questions. I would go to the people, they had something in their hand or seemed to know about, I don't know what they were looking at, and I would just go and ask them, what are you doing with that? Especially when I was at the cash machine, that was amazing. Because some people were buying things, I had no idea what it was, and I would just chat about it and knowing how they use it. Because after every, as everyone is unique, every thing we consume will have a different effect as well on everyone. Like an excitant is an excitant, but this excitant will have a different effect on everyone, depending on our own level of energy and our own unique self. So from that, one moment it was obvious to me, I finished this unique bottle of shampoo and I'm like, done. I'm going to do it my way now. I'm going to create a new way, because I started to study ingredients. So I started to read every package of anything in details, which I still do, by the way. I went into the details and I'm like, okay, if I want to care for the whole, I need to care for the details. So the first thing I did was buying a bottle of organic base shampoo. And then I was putting herbs in it. I went to pick up nettles at my neighbor because I read nettles was very good for the hair. So I'm like, okay, let's try. Everything I was reading, I will put it into practice to try it with me, to experience it. And also I studied it in forums, chatting with people, magazines, online. Like I will really study in different ways, being scientific studies to regular forum chit chat between people. I just wanted to learn in details and in the broader, wider perspective of it. So, and essential oils as well. So my mom again was into essential oils. So I had a choice at home and I went to see what we had and I learned from what we had, what I could do with it. Again, I'm someone that does with what I have. And that's always something I'm going to preach to people. Before you start buying new stuff, look at what you have and what you can do with what you have. Because often you have what you need to do what you need to do for yourself. So I did this, my homemade shampoo. Very quickly, I discovered I could make my own. So I started to make solid shampoos. And I actually never finished the first solid shampoo I made because I went straight away into something called the no poo for washing my hair. So washing my hair only with water, which has been a process, obviously, from irritating it basically with a mainstream shampoo for years to rebuild my own natural healthy scalp, I would say, and healthy natural hygiene system. So that's for my hair. Then for my body, I discovered that cream was made out of oil. So I started to use just pure organic oils, sunflower, olive, what was available locally and in countries. Because I started in France, but then I'm like, I'm in other countries. Let's look what there is in the country. If it grows in a country, as my body is also earth and nature, well, I can, this plant that grows where my feet are, you know, the ground I'm in now, will also have a beneficial effect on me, on my body. It's like my plant is rooting in different lands and every land will have its own specificity and its own plant as well. That if it can grow where I am, it's strong enough and it's adapted. So that's when we really explore adaptation. Instead of carrying my stuff with me, you know, a pharmacy box, my own shampoo, my own this or that, I actually go with just the strict minimum, which usually I have my toothbrush on me because I don't change toothbrush at every country. And I had a few essential oils at the time, which I've been reducing. So I used to travel with little Ziploc with powders. I had baking soda. I had cornstarch because it's a great for hair, for like a dry shampoo when I was in the transition still. It was helping me to regulate my hair and also for it to look not greasy. Like it was very nice, cornstarch, very nice. And I had a few herbs as well, because in some countries I found this very specific herbs, and I buy a little pack and I still have it with me, so I keep going on with those little treasures. I would have, yeah, a few essential oils. I think I used to travel with lavender, tea tree, and lemon, because lemon is great for cleaning and not sterilizing, but keeping things very clean. So I think that's what it was. I also went into studying deeply like tropical disease and learning which kind of plants, fruits, herbs, essential oil, anything natural that could prevent them and help my body regenerate if I was in the situation of having any of this disease. So I really went into prevention and learning from online studies and again forums and magazines and chatting with people, but I really would make my own studies and in a wider, broader perspective. So I've been talking, yeah, the hygiene of my body, but also what I'm consuming. I changed completely my diet. And I'm still have the ability to change my diet from one moment to another if I decide to. But through the years of changing my diet, it really created a deep cleanse inside of me. And also by changing all my products and trying many different things to find what would be adapted to me, knowing that each time I change country, I might discover new things. So there's always learning happening and I'm loving it. So I'm changing the diet as well. I change everything because what we consume like orally, being liquids or food, is extremely connected with our immune system. Immune system is in the belly digestion. So that really changed things as well. I observed how my body, I was becoming just stronger. I always had kind of a very good immune system. And now it's getting, it's just stronger and stronger. But it's not something I take for granted. Like I work for my health every day. I'm aware of how I feel and I will act accordingly to care for it. I stopped taking any pharmaceuticals for now 10 years, I would say. So I heal myself with what I have again and my lifestyle. My lifestyle is sustaining my health. So, for example, I have what we call a little cold these days. Why do I have a cold? Because I've been walking barefoot a lot while the weather is going colder. The wind has been quite cold. It's quite cold at night now where I am. And I didn't really take the clothing adapted to the situation. So I'm very aware that I was cold. And so it's okay. I'm just caring for myself. And I know my body is surely cleansing something that needs to be cleansed. And creating a new way to adapt to the weather here. But for example, how would I care for myself? First, I never panic of what I have. I never think I'm sick. I'm not sick or ill. I'm just in the process of transformation. And I will adapt the lifestyle to care for what feels inside of my body. So for example, I can feel my head is a bit heavy. And I'm sniffing quite a lot. So basically, I look at home which kind of herbs I had, and I make myself a special herbal tea that would help that. I'm also cold, and I know, for example, that cinnamon is a warming spice, so I will suddenly bring more cinnamon in my diet. So that's the thing as well. To caring for my health, it means I don't do everything all the time. Like, for example, I reduced massively. I love cinnamon, but I would not consume it every day because I want to keep cinnamon as well under my, you know, in my magic bag for moments where actually my body needs it. And if I consume it every day, I would build a tolerance for it and then I have to have more. And I actually like diversity, so it's nice to consume cinnamon for a time and then stop consuming it. So then I have a break and then I enjoy consuming it again. And I do that with everything in my life. Being in So it's not being dependent or independent. I call it interdependence. We know we're here, me and the medicines, many things. And sometimes we are together and sometimes we're not. And I allow myself to explore anything in life. I am not a strict, I don't have a strict specific diet. I eat everything and it depends how my body feels. It depends what kind of self-care programming I'm doing for myself at the moment, because I do some moments where I do special detox of something. For example, I didn't ingest any sugar for like a few weeks recently. Also, I'm discovering coffee, and coffee is a very strong excitant. And as I don't really have a lot of excitant in my life, I don't consume so much tea. It's a lot of herbs. Like I have a very relaxing ingestion of food and teas and herbs. Because the more I relax, the lighter I feel. It's amazing. And when I bring an excitant inside my body, I would really feel it. So I try to not become tolerant on those excitants, because my life is so much nicer and better, and I'm more efficient since I stopped all excitants. Really, really. And it's incredible how just a tiny dose of some excitant, being cacao as well, being tea, being coffee, being, I don't know, garlic, onions, chili powder. Like there's many things that can excite us. This is really changing as well my lifestyle, because excitement is also in the mentality. So as I mean, healing and caring and health has to do with the mentality. So I don't only care with what I ingest, it's also what I'm looking. Like I ingest, for example, screens, like movies, videos, the kind of speech in the songs, the kind of speech in the reading I'm doing as well. So that has an effect too. And also how I talk to myself, the kind of people that are around me, everything has an impact on us. So really healing and being healthy is opening our awareness to our environment and how we interact with it and how the environment influences us, like we influence our environment too. So that's interesting to observe. And today as a healer, I do energy healing, yes, but I don't do only energy healing. I heal myself constantly. No matter what's happening with me, I'm going to care for it. Being a little pain, I will focus on that to soothe it. And I know it's a process, so it's not in an instant. And that's why I don't like all the modern medicine, because suddenly we take a pill and the headache is gone. And I'm like, no, it's not gone. The body is still suffering. It's just you shushing your body. And that's how it feels for me when with all kind of medicines that will really create this instant change. Because I believe and I also experience that it's a process. Our bodies, our physical body is a process. Mentally, honestly, you can shift things in a clap of a hand. It takes practice, but we can really shift things very strongly. I'm going to take an example. For example, when I'm having a strong emotional release, crying, for example, the release also happens in the mentality. So mentality will create many stories. It becomes very dramatic, very tragic, and all the whys, and the hows, where is there, and why it's happening, and then all this release coming out. And I observe, I listen to words in my head, but very fast I switch off to something new. I'm like, okay, Osi, you're crying now. You're releasing, you hear the word in your head of what's being released, and that's great, but don't dwell in it, don't go in the drama and stop the release and block and resist the release. So I flip my mindset to the new mindset, which is I care for me, the release is happening, so I'm just going to act for that, to support me in the release. So I let myself cry, and I don't know, depending, I may go in slow stretching, I could meditate, I could go for a walk, I could make a very nourishing cup of tea, like many things, just not go in the head. So that's an example, but it can be many things. Like for my cold, there's no panic. I'm just like wearing socks, wearing a scarf. I don't go out of my home without a hat in my backpack in case, you know, there is a cold wind and I need to protect my head. So being healthy has to do with sustaining ourselves. For me, like self-care and healing has to do with sustainability. And I am sustainable in my own health and self-care and my own growth because I'm aware of and I listen of what's happening inside of me, but also what's happening outside because, for example, I know the weather can change between the day when the sun is in the sky and sunset when the sun is not here to warm up anymore. So I will prevent, like I will care by preventing me from being cold. When I go out of my home and I know I won't come back before night, I will take more stuff in my backpack to warm up my body, like more layers of clothes. So really healing is becoming aware of our body and learning how to communicate with it. And there are many ways for that. But the most important is to actually listen and to not judge what's happening. It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to have tension. It's okay to have a cold or whatever is happening or a sore throat. Because we constantly regenerate and transform. So the body also has a right to, you know, cleanse itself and heal. It's just for us with our amazing intelligence and all the knowledge we have to actually use all this intelligence and knowledge to care for ourselves and create a new health system for our own self. And this starts with every one of us individually. So I wanted to share more about, what do I mean by healing? I'm a healer because I heal myself. I'm not going into, especially now in the situation in the world, I am very happy I created my own health system for years now because I'm very strong in it. And nothing, honestly, nothing yet and no one has influenced me into taking things and inject things in myself that I don't know where they're from or what they're for, because I know I can do with what I have and nature, plants. If the plant can grow where I am, well, it can help me and my body to grow where I am. And that's what's amazing with local products. So always go local, look at what's on the land, where you are, and this is already a good start to take care of yourself. And reduce all the shampoo and the cleaning products, and you can make everything very easily. You have so many recipes and infos online. Everything is accessible. It's just a personal choice to create a new way for yourself and to believe that it's possible for yourself to create a new health. And you can't think it before you actually experience it. So really experience and play. And listen to yourself. And enjoy the journey. And we'll chat more about all of that another time. I send you my love. Remember to breathe and drink water. And take some fresh air. I love you. Bye.